Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast, an evolution to your higher self, where ancient wisdom meets modern living. I'm Harmony, your podcast host. Leveraging my expertise as an Ayurveda and women's health practitioner and clinical business mentor, I engage in genuine conversations with industry leaders, delving into the realms of health, wellness, Ayurveda, and the art of holistic success. Our mission here is clear: to inspire, educate, and empower you as you step into your higher self, unlocking your true potential and the secrets to embracing a life of purpose and impact. Hit subscribe, and if you're on iTunes, a 5-star rating helps spread the wisdom far and wide. Get ready for a holistic adventure as we explore the path to holistic success. Welcome to the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast and the evolution to your higher self. Hey guys, so today's episode is actually a masterclass I ran on the 3 reasons why Ayurveda will make you a more successful health and wellness practitioner, healer, or coach, and how to really create that holistic success for yourself. Now, just a little note here. The first 15 minutes, I was totally trying to hold back this annoying tickle in my throat. It was just like irritating me so much, and I was having to silence myself to try to cough and drink and get rid of it. So hopefully the first few moments of the episode don't sound like I'm choking and dying, but please stick in there because it is a really amazing masterclass. Everyone who showed up live absolutely loved it and got so much out of it. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here today, beautiful souls. I want to ask you a question to get started. So are you guys ready to finally create more authority and holistic success as a health professional so that you can create a deeper impact in your life and the lives of others? If you are a yes on that one, pop a little emoji in the chat box or a yes, that's me. So I know that you're here and ready and awake first thing in the morning. So guys, it is time to stop playing small, and instead it's time to revolutionize the health and wellness industry so that you can help your clients get amazing holistic transformations whilst building a successful and fulfilling career. Because that's really important as well. We want to feel really fulfilled in what we're doing, because that is the ultimate holistic success. So if you did give me a hell yes, I am up for this, then good, you are in the right place. And here's some more good news. I'm here to tell you that it is totally possible for you, no matter where you are on your business journey. Some of you may be years and years in, and some of you may have just started, or some of you might be considering starting a career in holistic health. But what I'm about to teach you might be different to what other business coaches say, but it will be so much more impactful. In this training, I'm going to walk you through the exact steps I have taken to build authentic authority and holistic success as a health practitioner. I want you to become front of mind in your field of expertise so that you are getting daily referrals, clients signing up to work with you, and running a business that feels 100% on purpose, impactful, and of course, abundant. Imagine waking up to new clients daily, signing up for your high-end signature offer because you are the go-to person with a unique method that only you can deliver, eliminating all other options straight off the bat. When you build organic authority and holistic success through your wisdom, presence, and unique methods in holistic health, you can focus more on doing the things that you love and doing more things for your clients. And you can do all this in less time and hustle on your business, less of that marketing and social and all the things that we have to do that we don't really want to do as a health and wellness professional, right? So in today's masterclass, we'll explore 3 reasons why Ayurveda can make you a better health and wellness professional, how to achieve personal transformation with Ayurveda, and how to elevate your personal and professional practice and
we'll take an exclusive look at what the Ayurveda Alchemist program looks like. So keep listening, because this is going to take you from lacking clarity and confidence in your ability to stand out as a leader who creates global impact through holistic health to owning your brilliance as a high-level coach, practitioner, or healer. So give me another yes in the chat box. If you're awake, you've got a pen and paper and are ready to learn. Now, Mel has popped the link to the workbook in the chat box, so you are more than welcome to download that now. I will be sending this out later to all of you guys who have showed up live to the class as well. Yes, me. Yes, Mel. Yes, Leslie. Woo. Lovely. Love to hear that. Good, Nikki. Well, good. I'm so glad, because you are going to learn exactly what it takes to own your brilliance and position yourself as a leader and authority in the health and healing space whilst celebrating consistent monthly revenue goals. And that is important for holistic success, guys. So listen, this training isn't for everyone. I know that your time is valuable, so I'm going to outline the specific types of people who will benefit from this training. If it's not you, it's cool. Feel free to leave, and I promise I won't take any offense, okay? So this is not for you if you are not ready to level up and create a greater impact in the lives of others by becoming a high-level health professional. This is not for you if you can't be bothered investing in yourself, your business, and clients to amplify your brilliance and become the go-to person in your niche. And this is not for you if you are not willing to take action. Manifesting is great, but it takes more than wishing your way to holistic success. You guys agree? Yes. Now, this is for you if you feel passionate about holistic health and want to share it with the world to create a global impact and an abundantly successful career. If you want to get your clients deeper and faster transformations, leaving you with raving fans and lifelong cheerleaders. If you want clarity on how to infuse your unique skills into a high-level offer, because we all have unique abilities, skills, and life experiences that can make our offer truly, truly stand out. And if you love personal development and growth, because you know this is one of the key factors in up-leveling your business, and you are here to build authentic authority and holistic success as a high-level coach, practitioner, or healer. So if this is you, give me another hands up yes in the chat box, and we will dive in and get started. I'm pretty sure everyone who is here, no one has left yet, so I'm assuming this is all you guys. So there are three key aspects that I want to address today that will give you more insights into why you may not already feel like you have achieved holistic success. So we're going to cover the truth behind failed holistic health practices. We're also going to look at why your life, business, and health are at a standstill, or could potentially be at a standstill that's impacting your holistic success. And we're going to also look at how to create more impact and influence through purpose, leading to holistic success. So we'll also be covering the powerful holistic health strategy that focuses on supporting you to optimize your own health so that you can show up energized and confident, instantly making clients see you as the leader. How Ayurveda in the Higher Self roadmap gives your clients deeper and faster transformations so they become your biggest fan and share their transformations with everybody, which is what we want. And how this framework can be used to intertwine all of your unique skills and modalities with Ayurvedic wisdom so that you are seen as the authority in your industry as a high-level coach, practitioner, or healer. We will also be looking at the Dharmic Impact Framework that my clients use to create the soul of their business that infuses their unique skills to make them irresistible to clients. This training will change how you serve your clients and how your business reaches the impacts you've been dreaming of. And at the end, I will give you a workbook, which will be sent in an email, and Mel's already dropped it in the link, so that you can fill it out and create your own blueprint for building authority and holistic success. I'll also be offering another awesome bonus gift, a $500 voucher, which I will share with you later. So let's dive into what is Ayurveda. Ayurveda is a holistic health science. It's a philosophy and way of life that enables you to fully embrace all aspects of your higher self. Stepping into your higher self is a deeply personal and evolving journey. It's about becoming the best version of yourself in alignment with your inner values, spiritual beliefs, and a desire to contribute positively to your own life and the lives of others. The one big result that someone will achieve when they step into their higher self is authentic fulfillment. Stepping into your higher self allows you to align with your truest values, purpose, and potential. This alignment leads to a deep and lasting sense of fulfillment that permeates every aspect of your life, including your health, your relationships, social circles, and your career aspirations. Over the years studying Ayurveda, Eastern medicine, and philosophies, as well as Western medicine, I came to the realization of a fundamental truth in embracing your higher self. And that was that there are three distinct things that need to align for you and all your clients to truly achieve the personal transformation that you desire. And these three pillars are health alchemy for absolute holistic success. And I've seen that so many times. So now that you have identified your zone of genius, and if you haven't yet, that's okay. Definitely go home and have a think about it. Oh no, there's some more coming in, which I love. Leslie, encouraging and empowering others to connect, breathe, and be wild and afraid. Love, love, love that. And as you know, Ayurveda is all about connecting back to nature because we are part of nature. We are not disconnected. So that is, and Donna, providing us a safe space for people to surrender and recognize their worthiness, to progress on their next journey for healing and understand what is potentially lying beneath the surface. Beautiful. Yeah. Holding space is such a beautiful skill. And I think that a lot of people say they can hold space, and until they really hold that space, you know. So that is a beautiful zone of genius to have. So now we've started to identify those. And if you're still thinking about what is my zone of genius, that's absolutely fine. You can come back to this and watch the replay. I want to ask you, like, before we get into the first reason why Ayurveda can make you a more successful health and wellness professional, I want to do a little business health check on ourselves. So we know our zone of genius, but I want to ask you guys, which one of these resonates the most with you? Are you, number one, struggling to meaningfully connect with your audience? Number two, not growing your business at the rate you know you could? Number three, feeling disconnected from your true purpose? Or number four, fighting to show the world who you are and all the potential you offer. Now, if you resonate with any of these, can you please type the number of the one that you resonate with? So this is a really common X for health and wellness professionals, particularly those who share ambition and drive. As I see you, that is for you guys. So despite how you feel now through Ayurveda enhancing your zone of genius, with wisdom and connecting to the soul of your business, this is going to be the exact recipe for your holistic success, which is what we'll be going through. So absolutely agree. Two and a bit of four, your business at the rate you know you could be and fighting to show the world who you are and all the potential you offer. One, three. Okay, guys, fighting who you are and all the potential you offer. And I think in the online world, the online space at the moment, it is really busy. And I was talking to this with one of my, about this to one of my friends before this, that over the COVID period, when everyone was doing everything online and bringing out programs and all the things, a lot of people got burnt, very thought out programs to people. So people went into these programs, they weren't high touch point as they were told, they weren't getting the guidance and support they needed. And so people started to get really, felt really burnt by that. And I think when it comes to fighting to show the world who you are in a sea of all of these other people out there in the online space or even in the physical space, This is why you really need to stand out and be really clear on what we call the soul of your business. And that is your own unique framework and methodology and how you can articulate that. So how you can draw in all of your life experience and skills, bring in all of the Vedic wisdom that is time-tested and the biggest hope, like it is the number one medicine known to man back in the day. You know, it's time tested. It's been around for thousands of years. And if you can draw on that Vedic wisdom and anchor that with your unique ability, your zone, this is what gets you guys to stand out from the crowd. So for me, I have my clinical nursing experience. I have my higher self methodology. I have my own unique pathways through yoga and Pilates teaching and all of the things that I've done that bring together the soul of my business. And that's what we really need to get for you guys here today as well. That will allow you to really be heard and seen, because you can come out into a sea of noise and stand there with your unique perspective that no one else can duplicate. And no one can duplicate that. It is so unique to your life experience and your skills and your unique constitution. So it doesn't matter if I do business mentorship with somebody or they go through the Ayurveda Alchemist program or they're one of my one-to-one clients in my women's health clinic. We do everything based on your unique constitution, because a Vata constitution, a Pitta or a Kapha constitution is going to show up differently in business, and they're going to have different business strategy that's going to suit them and work for them. But anyway, I digress. Let's dive into the first reason Ayurveda will make you a more successful health and wellness professional. It's really about unlocking success and the truth behind failed holistic health practices. It comes down to the essence of health alchemy and revolutionizing your health and wellness approach by understanding your unique mind-body constitution. Currently, your clients may be caught in the motion of what achieving health alchemy looks like, thanks to social media, unique mind-body constitution, and emotional need. All the things they are doing start to become just another thing to tick off the to-do list. It's like it's taking a really like superficial approach, but it's not their fault, because they may have never been taught the importance of alchemizing their health according to their individual constitution. Most health practitioners haven't, unless they have studied Ayurveda extensively. So the problem is that all of these trendy health things that your clients are doing and they're being done from like a really reactive state, and they're focusing on the superficial benefits without the deep-rooted, inherent, intentful meaning that is specific to them. All of that is just an expense in trendy self-development. Now, as I said, I'm a big believer in self-development and education. So all of those things aren't inherently wrong, but it's like trying on a grade on the model, but isn't suited to your individual style. And so even with the expensive price tag, it just doesn't work for you. The very foundation lies in understanding our unique bioconstitution, which is determined at birth and can become imbalanced over time, resulting in symptoms and disease states. Now, this may be an unpopular opinion and might make some people feel annoyed, but many health and wellness professionals remain unaware of this crucial aspect. Instead, they adopt a rigid approach favoring their exclusive natural health modality and operating in black and white terms without realizing that true holistic health and what is. Having a deep understanding of your mind-body constitution not only amplifies your own health needs, but it also becomes the foundation of your work as a health practitioner that will make your life easier and get your clients results faster. So let's revolutionize the health and wellness industry and say no to fragmented or one-size-fits-all trendy approaches. Are you guys with me on that? I'm going to share with you why this is important. So, for example, I really enjoy keeping fit and I love to participate in physical activities to support my health. I love Muay Thai, yoga, Pilates, running, and hiking. But if you told me the only way to optimize my health and balance my hormones was to swim laps in a pool every day, then sit in an ice bath I would dread physical exercise and have no motivation to optimize my health. Also, being Vata, it would be way too cooling for me and it would not be conducive to my health goals. Following a one-size-fits-all approach to health that doesn't align with neat bioconstitution is like trying to fit a round hole, causing potential harm to my physical and mental well-being. Or imagine you're a health and wellness practitioner guiding a client through anxiety management. You suggest breathwork as a potential solution, believing it can work wonders for her. However, for absolute holistic success. And I've seen that so many times. So now that you have identified your zone of genius, and if you haven't yet, that's okay. Definitely go home and have a think about it. Oh no, there's some more coming in, which I love. Leslie, encouraging and empowering others to connect to their true nature and the nature around them to move, feel, breathe, and be wild and afraid. Love, love, love that. And as you know, Ayurveda is all about connecting back to nature because we are part of nature. We are not disconnected. So that is so beautiful. I love that. And Donna, providing us a safe space for people to surrender and recognize their worthiness, to progress on their next journey for healing and understand what is potentially lying beneath the surface. Beautiful. Yeah. Holding space is such a beautiful skill. And I think that a lot of people say they can hold space, and until they really hold that space, you know. So that is a beautiful zone of genius to have. So now we've started to identify those. And if you're still thinking about what is my zone of genius, that's absolutely fine. You can come back to this and watch the replay. I want to ask you, like, before we get into the first reason why Ayurveda can make you a more successful health and wellness professional, I want to do a little business health check on ourselves. So we know our zone of genius, but I want to ask you guys, which one of these resonates the most with you? Are you, number one, struggling to meaningfully connect with your audience? Number two, not growing your business at the rate you know you could. Number three, feeling disconnected from your true purpose. Or number four, fighting to show the world who you are and all the potential you offer. Now, if you resonate with any of these, can you please type the number of the one that you resonate with the most in the chat box? So this is a really common experience for health and wellness professionals, particularly those who share ambition and drive. And guys, I see you. That is for you guys. So despite how you feel now, if you take any one thing from this masterclass, it's that you can grow your business in an ethical and meaningful way through Ayurveda, enhancing your zone of genius with Vedic wisdom and connecting to the soul of your business. This is going to be the exact recipe for your holistic success, which is what we'll be going through. So absolutely agree. Two and a bit of four. So two, not growing your business at the rate you know you could be and fighting to show the world who you are and all the potential you offer. One, three, and four. So four is a really big common one. Okay, guys, fighting to show the world who you are and all the potential you offer. And I think in the online world, the online space at the moment, it is really busy. And I was talking about this to one of my friends before this, that over the COVID period, when everyone was doing everything online and bringing out programs and all the things, a lot of people got burnt by people who might have been well-meaning, but they're very much beginners in the space and they were not delivering very thought-out programs to people. So people went into these programs, they weren't high touch point as they were told, they weren't getting the guidance and support they needed. And so people started to get really, felt really burnt by that. And I think when it comes to fighting to show the world who you are in a sea of all of these other people out there in the online space, or even in the physical space, this is why you really need to stand out and be really clear on what we call the soul of your business, and then as your own unique framework and methodology, and how you can articulate that. So how you can draw in all of your life experience and skills, bring in all of the Vedic wisdom that is time tested and the biggest hope, like it is the number one medicine known to man back in the day. You know, it's time tested. It's been around for thousands of years. And if you can draw on that Vedic wisdom and anchor that with your unique ability, your zone of genius, this is what gets you guys to stand out from the crowd. So for me, I have my clinical nursing experience. I have my higher self methodology. I have my own unique pathways through yoga and Pilates teaching and all of the things that I've done that bring together the soul of my business. And that's what we really need to get for you guys here today as well. That will allow you to really be heard and seen, because you can come out into a sea of noise and stand there with your unique perspective that no one else can duplicate. And no one can duplicate that because it is so unique to your life experience and your skills and your unique constitution. So it doesn't matter if I do business mentorship with somebody or they go through the Ayurveda Alchemist program or they're one of my one-to-one clients in my women's health clinic. We do everything based on your unique constitution, because a Vata constitution, a Pitta or a Kapha constitution is going to show up differently in business, and they're going to have different business strategy that's going to suit them and work for them. But anyway, I digress. Let's dive into the first reason Ayurveda will make you a more successful health and wellness professional. It's really about unlocking success and the truth behind failed holistic health practices. It comes down to the essence of health alchemy and revolutionizing your health and wellness approach by understanding your unique mind-body constitution. Currently, your clients may be caught in the motion of what achieving health alchemy looks like, thanks to social media. Perhaps your clients are doing yoga, eating superfood salads, and listening to self-improvement or spiritual awakening podcasts on the drive to work, but they're not making the progress they want and deserve because they're not doing the things that are right for their unique mind-body constitution and emotional needs. All the things they are doing start to become just another thing to tick off the to-do list. It's like it's taking a really like superficial approach. But it's not their fault, because they may have never been taught the importance of alchemizing their health according to their individual constitution. Most health practitioners haven't, unless they have studied Ayurveda extensively. So the problem is that all of these trendy health things that your clients are doing and they're being done from like a really reactive state, and they're focusing on the superficial benefits without the deep-rooted inherent and intentful meaning that is specific to them. All of that is just an expensive lesson in trendy self-development. Now, as I said, I'm a big believer in self-development and education. So all of those things aren't inherently wrong, but it's like trying on a sequence Gucci sweater that looks great on the model, but isn't suited to your individual style and personality. So even with the expensive price tag, it just doesn't work for you. The very foundation of our health lies in understanding our unique bioconstitution, which is determined at birth and can become imbalanced over time, resulting in symptoms and disease states. Now, this may be an unpopular opinion and might make some people feel annoyed, but many health and wellness professionals remain unaware of this crucial aspect. Instead, they adopt a rigid approach favoring their exclusive natural health modalities and operating in black and white terms without realizing that true holistic health and what it encompasses. Having a deep understanding of your mind-body constitution not only amplifies your own health needs, but it also becomes the foundation of your work as a health practitioner that will make your life easier and get your clients results faster. So let's revolutionize the health and wellness industry and say no to fragmented or one-size-fits-all trendy approaches. Are you guys with me on that? I'm going to share with you why this is important. So, for example, I really enjoy keeping fit and I love to participate in physical activities to support my health. I love Muay Thai, yoga, Pilates, running, and hiking. But if you told me the only way to optimize my health and balance my hormones was to swim laps in a pool every day, then sit in an ice bath, I would dread physical exercise and have no motivation to optimize my health. Also, being quite Vata, it would be way too cooling for me and it would not be conducive to my health goals. following a one-size-fits-all approach to health that doesn't align with my unique bioconstitution is like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, causing potential harm to my physical and mental well-being. Or imagine you're a health and wellness practitioner guiding a client through anxiety management. You suggest breath work as a potential solution, believing it can work wonders for her. However, it's to fulfill our highest potential. Because when we can start to use the Buddhi mind or the intuitive mind, we know we have this higher, we know what it could be. But we often block that again with the ahamkara or blocking that because we don't have that confidence to actually reach our full potential. So when you can master the mind from an Ayurvedic psychology perspective, essentially you'll be stepping into the spotlight of your life stage. You'll be captivating the audience with your authentic presence and purpose and the intricate variations in loss that require different keys for access. So I think you guys get my point, yeah? By understanding and honoring the unique mind-body constitution of each individual, you pave the way for sustainable, lifelong results. Now, this is just a brief overview of the doshas, and we all have a unique combination of all three of these doshas within us. It's like your Ayurvedic fingerprint. And when we know what proportion of these doshas are within us, we know when they become out of balance and we can easily start to bring ourselves back into a more balanced state. We can also understand our own tendencies, our own traits, and what helps us succeed and what might cause havoc for ourselves. It's all about cultivating that really deep self-awareness. So I'm not going to dive into the dosha profiles now. We go right into depth with all things doshas and individual constitution in the Ayurveda Alchemist program. Okay, so the second reason why Ayurveda drives success, and one of the biggest reasons it helped me in understanding my own mind and what influenced my thought patterns. Now, this pillar alone shifted me from a disempowered and fear-based mindset to an empowered, successful mindset. As a health professional, we recognize that true well-being extends beyond the physical. Ayurveda isn't confined to the body. It's a holistic system that cultivates mental and spiritual nourishment too. But here's the thing that differs Ayurveda from modern psychology and other modalities. Ayurveda has a very unique and complex understanding of how the mind functions and its effect on our overall health. Ayurvedic psychology is the answer to you being finally able to achieve mindset mastery that will support your higher self so that you can achieve your ultimate success story. Now, whether that is climbing Mount Everest and reaching the summit with strength and endurance or running an ethical and purpose-driven business that supports your adventurous free-living lifestyle or your Louis Vuitton handbag collection, if that's what you desire. And on a side note, there's nothing wrong with wanting to merge both worlds of being a barefoot gypsy and a lover of designer handbags. Because when you rid any limiting beliefs you have, you will finally step into your full authentic self and live the life that you were meant for. Now, in the chat box, write a comment or give something in the chat box about what you may believe is holding you back when it comes to mindset in your success. Can any of you guys give me something on that? Because deep down, I'm sure that you're aware that your mindset plays a pivotal role in your success. But despite your awareness, you find yourself struggling to break free from the beliefs that have been holding you back for far too long. Am I right? Yep. I also know that you're ready to shift the old way of thinking and make empowered belief shifts, where you achieve the breakthroughs and growth you've always desired and become the unstoppable force who effortlessly manifests their dreams and embraces abundance in every aspect of their life. That's why you're here, right? Mel's working on just reading through the chat box, relationships and money, worthiness of abundance and money. Yeah, beautiful. So it's really good to be aware of these different limiting beliefs. But once we're aware, what do we do with that? And oh, I love this one. Confusion over what results I actually offer people. Love that. Yes. Okay. So getting really, really clear, like clarity is like the number one thing. And another chat come through, overthinking the whole social media thing. Yeah, totally. Social media is the whole game in itself. And allowing the others' opinions to be the norm in the industry for you and to be emotionally connected to what others think of me. Yeah, I know, right? Like we in business, we put ourselves out there and we put ourselves out there with so much heart and so much love, because when we are on our dharmic path, we're full of purpose and we're really connected to what we do. We want others to see that. But it means also putting ourselves out there for people to criticize, right? Because not everyone's going to be in alignment with what we do and what we offer. And that is absolutely okay. But it's saying that it's okay. And it's actually then transforming our mindset to be like, no, it's totally okay. Like, I really don't care what they think of me, because I know what I have to offer is so goddamn valuable. And it's going to help so many people and is going to create such a great impact in the world that I'm doing my people, the people that need this, a disservice by not showing up as myself, authentically stepping into my higher self. So imagine what it would be like to finally break free from self-imposed limitations, unleash your true potential and step into a new realm of possibilities. Because you can do that when you start to shift your belief patterns. And we do that through Ayurvedic psychology and understanding the aspects of the mind. So here's the mind-blowing truth. We've been taught that in order to achieve success, we need to accomplish all of our goals with a just do it and hustle and grind mindset. But this on its own is fundamentally flawed. The real problem lies in overlooking the intricate layers of the mind and our unique mental prakriti, which is our unique mental constitution, as understood in Ayurvedic psychology. The only pathway that I have personally found for lasting success and change is unlocking the hidden dimensions of the mind through Ayurvedic psychology. It's not about repeating positive affirmations in the mirror and trying to manifest your way to success, whether that is with your health, relationships, or business. It's really about understanding your own constitution and the layers. So when we look at the mind from an Ayurvedic perspective, we look at the different ways that we use our whole mind. So we look at the buddhi mind. This is our discerning intellect. This is that higher intellect. Like, are we activating that to make the decisions that are guiding how we show up in our business? Because if we are, we're not caring what everyone else is thinking, right? The chitta mind, this is the subconscious mind. And this subconscious mind can really play havoc with us if there's some ingrained beliefs in that we need to shift. Then we have the manas, which is the sensory mind. The vijnana, the intuitive mind, we all get that gut feeling and intuition of what we should be doing in our business. But then often our hankara comes in and sabotages that, which is our ego mind. And we give the ego mind like this negative connotation in the West, but it's not negative. We absolutely need the ego mind, the hankara. It is like part of our personality, is who it is, it who we are. It also helps us to play safe. But often we override all of these other aspects of our mind and just allow ourselves to be directed by the ahamkara, the ego. And this is what can get us into these really sticky situations that don't allow us to achieve that holistic success. And then we need to understand the samskaras, which are the impressions and the imprints left on our mind. These are all really important aspects that help us unlock the way that we think and transform our limiting beliefs so that we can rewire our subconscious programming towards empowered belief shifts. This holistic approach taps into the innate wisdom and higher aspects of the mind, leading to the realization of our highest potential and the confidence to fulfill it. And I think that's a big key. Often it's the confidence to fulfill our highest potential. Because when we can start to use the Buddhi mind or the intuitive mind, we know we have this higher potential. We know what it could be. But we often block that again with the ahamkara or sometimes the citta, blocking that because we don't have that confidence to actually reach our full potential. So when you can master the mind from an Ayurvedic psychology perspective, essentially you'll be stepping into the spotlight of your life stage. You'll be captivating the audience with your authentic presence and purpose and the intricate variations in loss that require different keys for access. So I think by understanding and honoring the unique mind-body constitution of each individual, you pave the way for sustainable lifelong goals. Now, this is just a brief overview of the doshas, and we all have a unique combination of all three of these doshas within us. It's like your Ayurvedic fingerprint. And when we know what proportion of these doshas are within us, we know when they become out of balance and we can easily start to bring ourselves back into a more balanced state. We can also understand our own tendencies, our own traits, and what helps us succeed and what might cause havoc for ourselves. It's all about cultivating that really deep self-awareness. So I'm not going to dive into the dosha profiles now. We go right into depth with all things doshas and individual constitution in the Ayurveda Alchemist program. Okay, so the second reason why Ayurveda drives success, and one of the biggest reasons it helped me in understanding my own mind and what influenced my thought patterns. Now, this pillar alone shifted me from a disempowered and fear-based mindset to an empowered, successful mindset. As a health professional, we recognize that true well-being extends beyond the physical. Ayurveda isn't confined to the body. It's a holistic system that cultivates mental and spiritual nourishment too. But here's the thing that differs Ayurveda from modern psychology and other modalities. Ayurveda has a very unique and complex understanding of how the mind functions and its effect on our overall health. Ayurvedic psychology is the answer to you being finally able to achieve mindset mastery that will support your higher self so that you can achieve your ultimate success story. Now, whether that is climbing Mount Everest and reaching the summit with strength and endurance or running an ethical and purpose-driven business that supports your adventurous free-living lifestyle or on handbag collection if that's what you desire. And on a side note, there's nothing wrong with wanting to merge both worlds of being a barefoot gypsy and a lover of designer handbags. Because when you rid any limiting beliefs you have, you will finally step into your full authentic self and live the life that you were meant for. Now, in the chat box, write a comment or give me something in the chat box about what you may believe is holding you back when it comes to mindset in your success. Can any of you guys give me something on that? Because deep down, I'm sure that you're aware that mindset plays a pivotal role in your success, but despite your awareness, you find yourself struggling to break free from the beliefs that have been holding you back for far too long. Am I right? Yep. I also know that you're ready to shift the power belief shifts where you achieve the breakthroughs and growth you've always desired and become the unstoppable force who effortlessly manifests their dreams and embraces abundance in every aspect of their life. That's why you're here, right? The Mel's working on just reading through the chat box, relationships and money, worthiness of abundance and money. Yeah, beautiful. So it's really good to be aware of these different limiting beliefs. But once we're aware, what do we do with that? And Oh, I love this one. Confusion over what results I actually offer people. Love that. Yes. Okay. So getting really, really clear, like clarity is like the number one thing. Overthinking the whole social media thing. Yeah, totally. The whole game in itself. And allowing the others' opinions to be the norm in the industry for you and to be emotionally connected to what others think of me. Yeah, I know, right? Like, we in business, we put ourselves out there, and we put ourselves out there with so much heart and so much love, because we're on our dharmic path. We're full of purpose and we're really connected to what we do. We want others to see that ourselves out there for people to criticize, right? Because not everyone's going to be in alignment with what we do and what we offer. And that is absolutely okay. But it's saying that it's okay, and it's actually then transforming our mindset to be like, no, it's totally okay. Like, I really don't care what they think of me, because I know what I have to offer is so goddamn valuable and going to help so many people and is going to create such a great impact in the world that I'm doing my people, the people that need this, a disservice by not myself authentically stepping into my higher self. So imagine what it would be like to finally break free from self-imposed limitations, unleash your true potential and step into a new realm of possibility. You start to shift your belief patterns. And we do that through Ayurvedic psychology and understanding the aspects of the mind. So here's the mind-blowing truth. We've been taught that in order to achieve, we need to accomplish all of our goals with a just do it and hustle and grind mindset. But this on its own is fundamentally flawed. The real problem lies in overlooking the intricate layers of the mind and our unique mental prakriti, which is our unique mental constitution, as understood in Ayurvedic psychology. The only pathway that I have personally found for lasting success and change is unlocking the hidden dimensions of the mind through Ayurvedic psychology. It's not about repeating positive affirmations in the mirror and trying to manifest your way to success, whether that is with your health, relationships, or business. It's really about understanding your own constitution and the layers. So when we look at the mind from an Ayurvedic perspective, we look at the different ways that we use our whole mind. So we look at the buddhi mind. This is our discerning intellect. This is that higher intellect. Like, are we activating that to make the decisions that are guiding how we show up in our business? Because if we are, we're not caring what everyone else is thinking, right? The chitta mind, this is the subconscious mind. And this subconscious mind can really play havoc with us if there's some ingrained beliefs in that we need to shift. Then we have the manas, which is the sensory mind. The vijnana, the intuitive mind. We all get that gut feeling and intuition of what we should be doing in our business. But then often our sankara comes in and sabotages that, which is our ego mind. And we give the ego mind like this negative connotation in the West, but it's not negative. We absolutely need the ego mind, the ahamkara. It is like part of our personality, is who it is, who we are. It also helps us to play safe. But often we override all of these other aspects of our mind and just allow ourselves to be dead by the ahamkara, the ego. And this is what can get us into these really sticky situations that don't allow us to achieve that holistic success. And then we need to understand the samskaras, which are the impressions and the imprints left on our mind. These are all really important aspects that help us, that we think and transform our limiting beliefs so that we can rewire our subconscious programming towards empowered beliefs. This holistic approach, innate wisdom, and higher aspects of the mind, leading to the realization of our highest potential and the confidence to fulfill it. And I think that's a big key. Are you resonating with any of those dharmic aspects? Can you understand your soul, your current, and your dharmic path? You have that in your exercise books as well, so you can fill them out after the masterclass to help you get really, really clear on that. Because when you're really clear, it changes everything. And here's why this is so important. Understanding these three aspects of Dharma will keep you grounded in your truth. When you shift your focus from external validation and societal expectations to inner alignment and purpose-driven action, everything changes. You break free from the confines of external pressures and discover a sense of liberation, authenticity, and joy. You become a conduit for your soul's purpose, making a tangible difference in the world while experiencing deep fulfillment in your own life. That is holistic success, being able to experience deep fulfillment in your own life whilst being of service to others. I have personally witnessed the remarkable transformations of my students and clients as they elevate their lives through Dharmic impact. Whether they are dedicated to building the soul of their business or on a journey of personal growth, embracing Dharmic impact has been a pivotal catalyst that propels them towards a life of purpose. If I ask you, do you feel that you are on your Dharmic path? Like, what is your answer to that? Just give us a yes or a no in the chat box. Do you feel that you are currently on your Dharmic path? Yes, yes, yes. I'm loving that. 80% yes. Good. Love the honest email. It's beautiful. I'm really happy to see that you guys feel that you're right on this Dharmic path. And it's so important because it is one of the steps to holistic success. But it's knowing that you're on that Dharmic path and then getting that aligned action paradigm. So being able to align your actions to create success in all of the other aspects, not just the purpose and the Dharma, holistic service and fulfillment, but also how can you bring in this aligned action in your business to really up-level it. So far, we've got another yes. That's amazing. Love it, guys. So far, we've covered health alchemy for transformative health, the empowered mind paradigm for mental and emotional resilience, the Dharmic impact for a purpose-driven life. So now let's transition into how these personal transformations can elevate your professional practice as a health and wellness professional. So how can incorporating Ayurveda set you apart as a wellness professional? Well, one, you can see it takes a very comprehensive approach to health and wellness. It's about the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, and the Dharmic health of an individual and yourself. It really looks at holistic well-being from that standpoint. It also understands that there's a root cause analysis. So Ayurveda emphasizes identifying and addressing the root cause of imbalances rather than merely treating the symptoms. And we do this by identifying our unique bioconstitutions or our doshas. It also elevates empowerment through self-awareness. Ayurveda encourages clients to become active participants in their well-being journey. By fostering self-awareness and empowering clients to understand their unique constitution, you enable them to make informed choices that align with their health goals. This empowerment enhances their sense of control and responsibility for their own well-being. Have you ever had the clients that they want this great transformation, but they don't want to do the work and they kind of get a little bit confused of what they're meant to do? When you can really empower and educate them on their unique mind-body constitution, they're always more interested in exploring that and being able to do things to help that. And they see real tangible results. So now let's talk about business amplification through Ayurveda by attracting clients. Clients are attracted to time-tested wisdom, right? They have faith and trust in a system that has been used for thousands of years to yield individualized results. But it's not just the Ayurvedic component that attracts high-level clients. It's the ability to integrate your unique skills and cultivate a holistic practice that ties everything together that you have learned over the years as a health and wellness pro into your own unique framework, which we refer to as the soul of your business. Creating the soul of your business is something we teach all of our students in the Ayurveda Alchemist program, because we want everyone to stand out in their own unique way and deeply connect to their Dharma. This is your life work. So you need to make sure that it has soul. And this is exactly what will attract you high-level, soul-aligned clients. For example, what I have explained today is the soul of my business. It's my higher self methodology that I use with my women's health clients in my clinic, and the method I use to create the Ayurveda Alchemist program and graduate successful holistic health coaches. So would you like me to share with you how you can create the soul of your business, which is your unique method? Yes? Excellent. Thought you might. Okay. So I created my unique higher self method after noting that the biggest transformation all my clients collectively wanted was to be able to show up as their best selves in all areas of their lives, no matter what hat they were wearing. So the mum hat, the wife hat, the business hat, the best friend hat, whatever. They just wanted to be able to show up as their best self. And I mean, as women, we wear a lot of hats and it can be exhausting, especially if we're not in alignment with our higher self. And they also wanted to do this by being themselves and having fun without sacrificing their own energy or burning out. Do we have any overgivers here? You might be resonating with it. So after taking time to really consider what would get them these results, regardless if they came to me for hormonal issues or business mentorship, and after guiding hundreds of women through my Ayurveda practice, I noticed three specific elements had to be in alignment for women to ultimately step into their higher self. And that was health alchemy, which transforms not just the physical health, but the entire well-being of our clients by understanding their mind-body constitution. It's about achieving lasting holistic transformations. The empowered mind paradigm, which I spoke about, guides your clients towards mental clarity, emotional resilience, and a profound sense of self-empowerment, releasing beliefs that have been holding them back from getting results in the past, and dharmic impact, which we just touched on. It's about aligning your practice with purpose. It's the soulful element that resonates with clients, creating a meaningful and lasting impact. So does your business have soul? This is effectively your signature framework that is 100% unique to you, your skills, gifts, and dharma. If you're like, Harmony, I'm only hearing about this for the first time, so no, I haven't created the soul of my business, then I'm going to share with you the exact steps of how you can create it today. The soul of your business, your unique framework or methodology, will set you apart from all others in your field. You need to be able to first answer this. So this is how you're going to set it up, right? You need to know who you serve. Who do you serve? Who are the people that need this soul? What problems do you solve for your clients? To be in business, you need to be able to solve a problem for them. You need to know who they are and what problem that you can solve. And this is a really important one. What is the big result that they get when working with you? Now, this is not just come to my healing retreat or space to be less stressed, or come to my Pilates or yoga class so I can cure your back pain. This needs to have an emotional response. Instead of curing back pain, it would be feeling limitless in the number of fun games I can play with my child on the weekends, or having the ability to run to the surf in the mornings and catch epic waves every day without being restricted by back pain. Can you see the difference of what the big result is? It's not cured back pain. The big result is surfing. And the big result is running around with my family, you know? So once you know what that big result is, you then want to know how you get them that result. How you do this. This is your holistic health methodology that includes 3 to 6 pillars that you know your clients have to do in order to attain their big result, right? So you need to have those 3 to 6 pillars I find six pillars way too much.
Yeah.
I get it down to three. I think that for me, that's all I need for them to step into their higher self. But your business is your business and it's different. So you need to have these three components where they're going to get a result if they even just do one of those pillars. But to get their ultimate big result, they all need to come together. When you have built the soul of your business, you can clearly articulate your message and point of difference. This is what gets you to stand out from the crowd, guys. This is what helps you create that holistic success and the go-to person in your field. So now you can go and make actual meaningful content instead of just plastering stuff on social media everywhere that you're like, oh, I'm going to show up today. I'm going to put this post about, I don't know, what foods to eat today or what exercise to do. No, you can use your life's work, the soul of your business, to create meaningful content and connect with your followers on social media and post content that converts them to clients, because you are the person who has a unique method that can help them get from where they are, say it's back pain, and not being able to do anything, to their big result, which is surfing epic waves and having so much fun and a fulfilling life, right? That's what the soul of your business can do. To show you that this method truly works for creating holistic success, I wanted to share some of my student success stories with you. Anna, as I mentioned, an Ayurveda Alchemist graduate, she specialized in men's health. She has created her own holistic framework called MENS that addresses the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health of her men clients through Ayurvedic practices and her unique skill set as a mindset and health coach. She has gotten such great results with her clients since graduating from the Ayurveda Alchemist that she's been in magazine publications, run workshops, and has become an author. Mel, who's here with us today, has launched her high-end signature program that helps women heal from past traumas. Her methodology has a very unique approach that weaves in her existing experience as a life coach and newfound Ayurvedic techniques. She is also using her methodology to help women in business overcome mindset blocks. And Jackie, after graduating from the Ayurveda Alchemist, Jackie built up authority as a women's holistic weight loss coach using her proprietary method that she was then able to leave her corporate finance job. And this is what she's doing now. Full-time holistic health coach, specifically in women's weight loss. And Emma has gone on to live her dream of opening up a yoga studio and running successful in-person Ayurvedic cleanses. And she is developing an online version as well using her unique framework. And Emma came from finance as well. She came from the corporate world and now she's completely gone into holistic health. Jody launched her business by teaching her method of self-love in workshop formats. She infuses the principles of Ayurveda and her background in meditation. Carla has built authority by infusing Ayurveda with kinesiology to form her signature framework for getting her clients exceptional holistic results. Meg has brought her many talents to the table, being a social worker, Pilates instructor, and now an Ayurveda holistic health coach, and is fusing her skills to offer true mind, body, soul healing. And Jen is a self-sabotage and mindset coach for women in business. She's created her unique method to get her clients next level results by incorporating the physical health aspects that Ayurveda offers, which sets her apart from all other business mindset coaches. So can you guys see how this all works? How when you can infuse all of your own unique skills and life experiences, you can really stand out and create that success. So imagine how amazing it's going to feel when you have the business of your dreams that creates global impact and offers you endless opportunities because you have been able to build authentic authority and holistic success. This means attracting soul-aligned clients with ease, having more time freedom in your business whilst getting your clients faster and better holistic results, being able to clearly articulate your message because you have built the soul of your business, your own unique holistic framework that is infused with timeless wisdom of Ayurveda and evidence-based practice, being the go-to person in your field and having requested to collaborate with other awesome businesses and teach in their courses or be on their podcasts, what would it feel like to become a published author like Anna, or a podcast host with people wanting to read or hear your words? This is all possible for you, just like it's been possible for my students and myself. We are no different from you, other than following a system that has worked for 5,000 years and implementing the higher self method. So you came here because you were fighting to show the world who you are and all the potential you offer, you guys. You said that. You put this one down. It was like one of the number one things. Some of you are struggling to meaningfully connect with your audience. You were not growing your business at the rate you know that you could. And maybe you had got to the point where you're feeling a little disconnected from your true purpose. I want to know if you are fully committed to doing what it takes to move past these struggles and towards becoming a health and wellness practitioner, spiritual leader, or healer who has built authentic authority in their field and achieved the holistic success that they deserve. Give me a yes in the chat box if you are willing to do what it takes to achieve this. Yes, the chats are coming in. Yes, yes, yes. Amazing. Love, love it. Now that you've seen the entire process and had a chance to evaluate yourself, I'm guessing there might be some gaps or areas that you need to master in order to make this work for you. Here's what you can do to jumpstart your momentum and start seeing results really quickly. One, optimize your clients' results by treating their individual bioconstitution to achieve health alchemy. Two, step into the empowered mind paradigm and implement belief shifts that will elevate your success. And three, create more impact through purpose by building out the soul of your business, a unique framework that aligns with your dharmic path. Yeah. Yes, we've got more yeses come in. Love it, guys. So if you truly want to amplify your impact and build that authority, I would love to support you. At the start of this masterclass, I mentioned that there was going to be a special bonus for all of you attending live. And that bonus is $500 off the Ayurveda Alchemist program. So if you would love to get started straight away, you can use the code I'm in, I-M-I-N. This code will only be valid for 24 hours after you watch this masterclass. We reward inspired action takers. Or if you would love to jump on a payment plan, we do offer $200 off our payment plans. And all you need to do is put in the code AA200, meaning that you can enroll today for only $50. $50. So go to the Ayurveda Alchemist page. Mel will drop that in the comments. And if you are sitting on the fence and would like to discuss it further on a call, you can book a call. But just remember that the special discount will expire in 24 hours. So please reach out ASAP. Like my students have said, this is more than just an Ayurveda and business course. It is an epic personal development program. The Ayurveda Alchemist is a 12-month program that consists of pre-recorded lectures as well as live Ayurveda embodiment coaching calls so that you can dive deep into the teachings and embody the practices in your personal life and business. We have live lectures with renowned international guest expert teachers covering topics from Ayurvedic psychology, pregnancy, postpartum care, panchakarma, Ayurvedic cleansing to money, mindset, and business strategy. We also have a student success mentor because your success truly is our success. As cliche as it sounds, it truly is for us. Our student success mentor will be running monthly goal setting and mindset meetings to help you amplify your business. And as a bonus, we also are giving a one-to-one breakthrough session with her so that you can work through your own empowered mind paradigm. Not only that, we have some brilliant bonuses for you. So we have a comprehensive Ayurveda Alchemist guide, a $250 gift voucher for business mentorship at the end of your program, one-to-one breakthrough session, which I just mentioned with our student success mentor. You get a one-to-one coaching session with myself if you choose the painful option. We also give you a complimentary ticket to the Goddess Day Retreat on the Gold Coast. You get a full day retreat with us. This is a photo of us at the last Goddess retreat. It was so, so much fun. We all connected in person, and it was just so, so beautiful to be able to do that. You will also get an Ayurveda Alchemist journal and an online yoga and meditation wellness hub for you so that you can start to nourish your own mind and body You get Ayurvedic Cleanse Guide, recipe book, and of course, like I mentioned, we do offer the payment plans as well. So I am asking you to make a decision for yourself. It's time to up-level your impact, prosperity, and holistic success as a high-level health and wellness professional, healer, or coach. What do you have to lose, guys? At this point, you've got two choices. You can keep trying to do the things the way you've been doing them, or you can shortcut your success. If you're ready for that, here's my invitation for you to become an Ayurveda alchemist, because health and wellness professionals like you cannot possibly help their clients achieve optimal results unless they step into your higher self, both personally and professionally. The Ayurveda Alchemist community helps you elevate your ability to offer a transformative experience for premium clients, build the authentic authority that you deserve, the soul of your business, and achieve holistic success. So thank you so much for all of you who have come to the live. I really appreciate you being here. You have been fantastic. I love community. It's one of my business values is really building community. And that's definitely what we've done in the Ayurveda Alchemist program. Also, this year, if you are signing for the 2024 cohort, it is the last year that we're going to be offering lifetime access to all of our future live calls and trainings. So this means that even 5 years down the track, you want to jump into more live Ayurveda trainings, or you want to come to one of our guest expert lectures, you are welcome. You are part of the community. You are here forever. And that offer is only lasting up until the 2024 cohort. So it is absolutely amazing. But I am going to open up the floor to anyone who may have any questions. Please jump in, pop in the chat box, or just jump in live. I am here for you all. Thanks, Mel, for popping those up.
Big thanks for hanging out till the end. I'm curious though, did you skip the intro, eager to get into the juicy contents of this episode? No worries if you did, but you may have missed my important announcement and the accredited Ayurveda Alchemist program that was calling your name. It's the golden ticket to becoming a certified Ayurveda and women's holistic health coach. Dive into ancient Ayurvedic wisdom and give your health and wellness biz the glow up it deserves. If you are ready to ride this transformative wave, apply at harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au/Ayurveda Alchemist. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It means a lot to me that you have taken time out of your day to listen. Let's keep the convo going on socials. Dive into our amazing community on Facebook full of soulful women like you, the Ayurveda and Women's Health Sisterhood Facebook group, where we keep these conversations going and offer other free live training. You can find me personally on Instagram at Harmony Inspire Ayurveda, or take a sneak peek into the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy on Instagram at Ayurveda Alchemist Academy. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the next chat. And if you're on iTunes, a 5-star rating, it's like giving us a high five of podcast love. I appreciate you, my friend. Have a wonderful day or evening, whatever time it is in your part of the world.